The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. For once, the Bader luck slash timing was good. We just recently got a brand new sump pump, a brand new sump pit, in fact. Had to have some work done in the basement. We had issues with the tile underneath the house. Had that all taken care of. Just in time for one hell of a gully washer yesterday. Wow. My daughter graduated from high school yesterday, my younger daughter. Once fall comes, officially the empty nest, we were going to cook outside. Not so much, not a graduation party per se. That's coming later this month. But we were going to cook out for dinner. Now we ended up going out. Whew. I mean, that was some driving rain. Boy, we've gotten a lot of rain. A lot recently. Grass is just growing. You almost can watch grass grow. It's growing so fast. What with the weather that we've had. Ton of stuff to get to in the show today. Senator Ron Johnson joins us at 9:06. We're going to talk about the Shinseki resignation. We're going to talk about the quote-unquote prisoner exchange. And we are going to talk about an allegation, and that's the word I'm using, in the Daily Beast, that Ron Johnson has, and I quote, kicked to the curb the Tea Party movement. That he has run from the Tea Party movement so quickly, he's left skid marks. Is that true? We'll see what Senator Johnson says about that at 9:06. Also, in that next hour, I'm going to ask you your thoughts on what we gave up to get Bergdahl back, and the whole concept of that exchange was he a hostage? Was he a prisoner of war? And did we negotiate with terrorists, or did we negotiate with an enemy of war? Which would be interesting, because we didn't consider to be at war, as far as the Obama administration was concerned. Terror isn't an enemy, it's a tactic. All very interesting stuff that we will get to in the next hour or so. A lot of stuff. Yeah, Alice Ann B. Davis from the Brady Bunch has passed away. And from what I read, if it was accurate, very sad, because she was actually in good health. But she took a fall and apparently suffered a serious, what turned out to be fatal, head injury, I believe it was, in her bathroom. Otherwise, apparently, so it was a shocker, because apparently she was doing very, very well for a woman her age. And it was just one of those things that that did happen. Lesser known as Schultzy on the Bob Cummings Show prior to the Brady Bunch. That was what she was most famous for. All right, enough of that. I want to start here. One thing briefly. I'm working on something. Today is the deadline candidates face for filing the required signatures to get on the ballot either this fall or for the August 12th primary. I've been made aware of something about a certain candidate, and I'm not quite prepared to talk about it right now. I'm pretty sure I will be prepared to talk about that tomorrow. I'm not really prepared to talk about it right now, but I hope to have everything, including a reaction from that candidate to whom I posed a question, for tomorrow's show. But I'm working on that. Then I do have this. As you know, Act 10 basically precludes collective bargaining of public employees, teachers, state employees, with some exceptions, except for salary negotiations, but even they are capped to a certain extent. this has been misrepresented by liberals to say that a public employee can never talk to their employer about work conditions or complain or anything like that. Well, as you're going to hear in a moment, that's not true, but the case I'm going to make is the lines are blurry at what point collective bargaining is taking place versus just a conversation about work conditions. This is a story involving the Green Bay Education Association, what's left of their teachers' union, and the Green Bay School District. I received an email last week that touted this. Now, let me tell you what I'm about to tell you has changed. But this is the original email that went out last week. Come to the school board meeting on June 2nd to support the Teacher Time campaign. Superintendent's Conference Room, 5:30 p.m. And then after that, they were going to have this social thing going on. Okay, what is the Teacher's Time campaign? As you will hear in a video, audio from a video, from the head of the Green Bay's Teachers Union, near as I can tell, it's teachers bleeping and moaning that there are too much administrative constraints on their time, too many administrative responsibilities that take away from instruction time. And they're only human, you know, and there are just so many hours in a day. And she doesn't come right out and say this. This is the head of the Green Bay Teachers Union. She doesn't come right out and say this, but you can hear it for yourself. It's most of the video that was sent to members of the teachers' union, where obviously they're whining about too much of their time being taken with meetings and administrative busy work tasks, whatever you want to call it. They just shouldn't have to do that because this should be about the kids. I'm guessing what this means is they have to either get there earlier or do more work at home, like us other professionals do. Get up at 4:30 in the morning to prep for a show. Get in before 7 in the morning. Be here till 5. Work at night. Again, I'm just that is what I do, but so do a lot of other professionals. But school establishment teachers have always wanted to have it both ways. They don't want to put in extra hours like a professional does without some type of compensation or acknowledgement or a kiss on the butt or whatever. So after that initial email, things changed. And to explain that, she sent out a video. She started the video, which I've just in the interest of time, I edited here, saying that they've been working with the National Education Association in ways that they can, not exactly her words, but deal collectively with these issues. If you read between the lines, in my opinion, you can hear the whining and moaning about administrative tasks taking up too much of their precious time. Go ahead, Jason.
Demands upon educators' time have multiplied. Educators are under intense pressure to uphold federal, state, district, and individual school mandates and initiatives while trying to respond to the ever-increasing needs of their students. GBA and the Green Bay Area Public School leaders have agreed to begin a constructive dialogue on this topic at a meet-and-confer meeting on June 4th, beginning at 4:15 in the room 331 at the district office building. The GBA has engaged in a meet-and-confer process over the past 2 years. We worked collaboratively on the handbook and were able to make changes that benefited staff. Our negotiations team was part of a meet-and-confer process to make changes to the salary schedule. Typically, the process was used with a much smaller group, and it was used to have dialogue that would improve educators' salary, benefits, and working conditions. The format of this meeting will allow participants to talk with each other, ask questions, provide context, and most importantly, listen. The meeting will begin with a statement by me, Lori Cathy, president of the Green Bay Education Association. Speakers will then be asked to share their story with the school board and district administrators focusing on how students are impacted by the lack of time and demands placed on educators. The school board will then be able to ask questions, and some may choose to make statements as well. It is important that we stay on message to ensure maximum impact. This process will only work if we stand strong and stand together. Some of you may be hesitant to speak to the school board in the wake of Act 10. Please be assured that retaliation by any administrator will not be tolerated by the GBA. Superintendent Michelle Langenfeld and Director of Human Resources Jean Marsh have made it clear that it will not be tolerated at the district level.
Well, so they're afraid that if they bitch and moan about, oh, this is taking too much time, promise there will be no retaliation. I've got all sorts of questions about this. Okay, what exactly are these administrative tasks? Because none of us have those. I just do a talk show for 2.5 days, and then I get to go golf. Do you? If you had any idea, the non-talk show related stuff that I have to do, that Jason, I didn't say 2.5 hours, I said 2.5 days. Really? Going to be one of those days, huh? 2.5 hours a day. I thought I said 2.5 hours a day, but whatever. The stuff Jason has to do, the little busy work that we all have to do. But if your teachers, well, I take the wave. Hey, if I could put in a full week just on the show, as good as I think my show is now, I can't even imagine if I could do that. We all have to balance and juggle our time. And teachers have been whining and complaining about this forever. That's the first thing. The other thing, though, other couple of things. How is meet and confer different from negotiating sessions, especially when you have, or they say, their bargaining committee at one point was involved. An emailer says, improve working conditions. What, are they working a coal mine or a meat plant? You would just about think so, wouldn't you? And I really would like to know, what is the difference between a negotiating session and a meet and confer? Or have both the Green Bay School District and their union found a way around the spirit, if not the actual wording of Act 10? I am not saying that's the case. I didn't say that. I did not say that. I'm just wondering aloud. So apparently they were going to go in force to the school board meeting tomorrow. School district got whiff of that. So they're circumventing this, which sounds like a bendover moment to me. Again, it just sounds like a bendover moment to me. Rather than stand tall and let them come and whine like babies to the school board, which they were going to do tomorrow night, instead the school board apparently, and again apparently, cowering in fear, oh, we better sit down and talk to them. We better have it, because we can't have this. So those of you in the TV media, you missed your moment. This was going to be a moment where you could have had your cameras at the Green Bay School Board meeting tomorrow night, but or today, actually. I'm sorry, today. I keep saying tomorrow night. Today is the second. Would have been tonight. Now it's going to be on Wednesday, where they're going to sit down and kumbaya, because apparently the school board was afraid to have them show up tonight and bleep and moan. So now that's not going to happen. Again, I am not saying that's what's going on here, but I am saying it sounds like a rose by any other name is still a negotiating session. That's all I'm throwing out there. I don't know. But it sure sounds as though they've been engaging in talks. Now, I'm the one who has said Act 10 doesn't preclude employees from going to managers and discussing issues. It's a lie that liberals have been telling. So no, I'm not going to have it both ways, but I also concede that the line can start blurring. If they just go ask for something and the district says no, that's talking. If they try to do a quid pro quo, that would be negotiated. Very complex and very whiny. Has Ron Johnson kicked the Tea Party to the curb? That accusation was made over the weekend. The senator joins us at 9:06. It's 8:56. He's out in the cold, holding the last of the season. For freezing.
Call Glenn a lot of things.
Pot calling.